This is 848 on WBEZ. For those struggling with an alcohol addiction, maintaining a life of sobriety may seem like a daunting task, but a new drug treatment could help them kick the habit. For WBEZ, Raymond Tunkekar brings us the story.
Rebecca and I met in a quiet park where few would overhear her speaking.
I'm 35 years old. I'm a professional, a mother, and an alcoholic.
Rebecca's not her real name. She asked for an alias to be used.
For about 2 years, I would say, I was drinking excessively.
She's been drinking since she was a teen, but it's only recently that she developed a full-blown problem.
Oftentimes, I would black out. And outside of how I felt physically, the self-loathing was, you know, I would beat myself up over it. And every time I did it, I would tell myself, well, I'm not going to do that tomorrow night. And yet I did.
Rebecca says she was never in denial, but it wasn't until Christmas Eve of last year that she reached her breaking point.
When I was supposed to be getting gifts ready for my children, I ended up drinking too much and got drunk. And by the time I woke up and sobered up, I couldn't even get all the gifts wrapped to get them under the tree.
She tried AA in the past and saw an addiction specialist.
Yet still, it wasn't enough. I think my drinking improved for a bit, but it just kind of went back to drinking excessively. So I really decided to start researching pharmacological agents to help with alcoholism.
She began reading promising accounts about a drug called baclofen, and eventually she called a local doctor that agreed to prescribe it to her.
I've never felt so much hope in my life. And when I talked to him and he told me, I have every confidence this will work for you. You're not going to have to live like this anymore. I hung up the phone and I cried.
Hello? Tony, how nice to hear you.
Dr. Fred Levin is an associate professor of clinical psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Northwestern University in Chicago. He's also Rebecca's prescribing physician. And for the past several months, he's coached her and others through the recovery process.
And it's just so neat to see people become so happy.
He only began prescribing baclofen recently. Like Rebecca, he read an account by a French cardiologist named Olivier Amison, who used the drug to treat his own alcoholism. In the past year and a half, he says he's seen as many as 300 patients for addiction, most of whom have gotten better.
Approximately 99.5% of the people who try it are successful at becoming unaddicted. And by the time they get to the right level for them, which is different from person to person depending on their genetics, the addiction is chemically undone.
Baclofen has been used safely for decades as a muscle relaxant. It's believed to stimulate a neural receptor called GABA-B, which in turn slows the release of dopamine. Dopamine is associated with the brain's reward system, and doctors who use the drug to treat addiction argue that curbing its release could suppress cravings. And Dr. Levin says it's not just limited to alcohol.
All they have to do is take the medicine in the right protocol. And within a short order, they're cutting back on whatever they're addicted to. Heroin, cocaine, alcohol, you name it. And I entered this with lots of doubts. I couldn't imagine something that would be so great. And I didn't understand, and still don't, why everybody isn't jumping to this. Because it's amazing. It's just f***ing amazing.
But not everyone agrees.
I would not at this point prescribe baclofen. I have colleagues who have, but I have not, and I'm not ready to do that yet.
Dr. Dan Angris is the medical director of the Resurrection Addiction Services Program.
I just don't feel there's enough data out there for me to start using it in practice. I look forward to seeing more data for this off-label use.
Baclofen isn't FDA approved to treat addiction, and the recommended dose for muscle spasms is lower than what addicts are prescribed. While physicians do have the discretion to prescribe drugs for symptoms they weren't approved for, the few randomized control trials looking at baclofen's efficacy have shown mixed results. And questions still remain over the long-term effects of baclofen in high doses. Again, Dr. Dan Angris.
I think we always have to be careful for any kind of quick fix for something as complex as addiction. There's many factors that are involved with it, and there's many different subtypes.
A large clinical trial set to begin at the University of Amsterdam could shed light on baclofen's ability to treat alcoholism. But despite the questions yet to be answered scientifically, Dr. Levin remains convinced.
How could I see 300 people and only have two failures? Come on, that's that doesn't make any sense at all. It's not a possibility. This medicine does it.
There are the side effects. Some users complain of insomnia, lethargy, and even hallucinations. Early on, even Rebecca found that she had difficulty concentrating. But Dr. Levin maintains that any unwanted side effects could be caused by improperly following his dosing protocol, which Rebecca admits to breaking. Despite the risks, she wasn't worried.
I was just still very excited. I put everything into this, into the hope that it would work.
And she was determined to reach what she calls the switch.
It's where you reach a point where alcohol doesn't matter anymore. And that's what I was in search of. So I decided to stop working to find the switch.
By her own reckoning, Rebecca's on her way to becoming healthy. She hit her switch several weeks ago, but had to lower her dose because of complicating side effects. She's working on it again, though, and doesn't plan on giving up anytime soon.
Keep on keeping on, they say. So I've done it again, and this time I feel fine. I feel good. So I'm going to keep going.
For WBEZ, I'm Raymond Tungekar.